On the first day of creation, Hashem said, "Yi'ar, let there be light." However, unlike the other creations, the Pasuk mysteriously omits the words "Vayhi chein," and so it was. So why was the creation of light different? So the Medrash explains that the reason for this omission is that the light referred to here is the Arhaganas, the special divine hidden light that was visible only during the first week of creation. Why was it not in existence after the first week? Because Hashem saw that it was not fitting for this special light to be used by the Rishayim, so He set it aside and concealed it and reserved it for the Tzaddikim La'asad Lavai. And since that light did not last beyond the first week of creation, therefore when Hashem said Yi'ar, He omitted the words Vayhi chein, because it did not endure for all generations. However, says the Bnei Yisachar, the 8 days of Chanukah is such an auspicious time, we have the opportunity to recapture the Arhaganas that was lost during the first 6 days of creation. Using this as a backdrop, many years later, when Aharon HaKohen lit the menorah in the Mishkan, the Torah says, "V'yas kein Aharon," and Aharon did so as he was instructed. And the obvious question is, would anyone fathom that Aharon HaKohen would deviate from what he was commanded? Says the Chanukah HaTorah, the reason the Pasuk has to tell us "V'yas kein Aharon," because it's alluding to the fact that Aharon restored the original "Vayhi chein." Originally, "Vayhi chein" was omitted because we lost our Arhaganas, but now because of Aharon, every year on Chanukah we have the opportunity to tap into the special hidden light. So Aharon's "Vayas kein" rectified the "Vayhi chein." When Aharon lit the menorah in the Mishkan, a mitzvah that endured for all generations, the "Vayhi chein," the Arhaganas that was lost during the Sheshes Mei Bereshis, was now restored. So now every year on Chanukah when we light the menorah, we have the opportunity to access the special light that was only available during the Sheshes Mei Bereshis. So when and how can we tap into and benefit from this special divine light? So after we light the menorah and we gaze into the light of the menorah and contemplate its essence, that is when we can capture some of that light that was hidden away for the Tzaddikim La'asad Lavai, a radiance that has such power and potential to light up any Jewish neshama. There's an incredible story told about a woman that lived in Shalayim. One day, she approached the Shlomo Rebbe for a bracha. She said, "Rebbe, my daughter ran away from home and strayed off the path of Yiddishkeit, and we haven't seen her for many years. Please help us." The Rebbe asked her, "Do you have a garment in your home that belongs to your daughter?" And she said, "Yes." The Rebbe told the mother, "Go and cut off some of the pieces of fabric from that garment and roll them into wicks and use them to light your Shabbos candles." And as the Rebbe instructed, the mother went to her daughter's closet, found the dress, tore off some of the material, and used them as wicks to light her candles. She then went ahead and lit those wicks and poured out her heart as she recited the tefillah of a zakeni legadol banim, the blessing that we should be granted with erlich children. That Friday night, while the family was eating their Shabbos meal, they hear someone knocking on the door. They open the door, and standing there was none other than their long-lost daughter. She said, "Mommy, I want to come home. I regret running away. Sorry for all the anguish I caused you. Please take me back." There wasn't a dry eye in the room while the mother and daughter embraced. After Shabbos, the mother went to the Rebbe and repeated the entire story. She asked him, "Rebbe, how did you know that this gula will bring back my daughter?" And the Shlomo Rebbe said, "This is implied in the brach of Lahadlik Nersha Shabbos that we recite when we light the candles before Shabbos. We don't say Lahoyer to light, we say Lahadlik. Lahadlik means to ignite. Ner is an neshama. Lahadlik ner shel Shabbos. The Shabbos lecht ignites the ner. It ignites the neshama of a yid." The Rebbe then said, "On Chanukah we say lahadlik ner Chanukah because the Chanukah lecht also has this special ability to ignite the neshama and the hearts of the Jewish nation, a nation that needs the light and luminescence of Chanukah more than ever." So in Erev Shabbos Chanukah, when we light the menorah, we first make the bracha she'asa nisim lavaseinu. We thank Hashem for all the miracles that He performed for our ancestors. And we connect to the neshamas of our parents and grandparents and all their forefathers that preceded them. And we tap into all of their tefillahs and bakashas that they prayed for us and for our children. And then we take the inspiration of the Chanukah lecht and go ahead and light the Shabbos candles. And we ask for zakeni legadol banim. And we connect to the tefillahs of our ancestors to the hopes and dreams that we have for our children and grandchildren. So on Shabbos Chanukah, we are given this golden opportunity to activate the latent blessings hidden in the lights of Shabbos, the Shabbos lecht, and the lights of the menorah. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.